I know I used to be afraid of dying because I didn't know where I was going to go. I hoped that I would go to heaven, but I didn't have that assurance that I was going to go there. So I used to be afraid.
Stai-gu-tay. Welcome, my friends, to The Storyteller, where you'll find First Nations people from across Native North America who are following Jesus Christ without reservation. Charlotte was afraid to die because she didn't know where she would go. If you've ever wondered whether you're good enough to get to heaven, Charlotte's story may help you.
Okay, hello, my name is Charlotte Evans, and my husband Fred is Cree, but I grew up around Cree people, but my background, I'm a Soto Indian. My mother was Soto, and my dad came from Pelly, Saskatchewan, and he was Métis. I come from Swan River, Manitoba. I have four sisters and one brother. We were a poor family. My mother and my dad struggled to get by, but my dad always worked and always made sure that there was food on the table for us growing up. And I thank the Lord that even though I didn't know him then, that my mom always made us go to Sunday school. We always had, every morning she'd wake us up to go to Sunday school, and I used to just love going to Sunday school to hear about Jesus and the different miracles that he had, that he did. And going to Sunday school, I think I liked it because I felt safe there, because in our home there was a lot of alcohol, and so when I'd go to Sunday school, I used to just love being there and hearing stories about missionaries who went to Africa, told their stories about helping the people there. And in my heart, I had this desire when I was young to be a missionary, but I never ever thought that I would be one. I was the oldest one at home growing up. My other two older sisters, they were in foster homes, and I always had to do everything. I had to wash, always had to help my mom wash clothes and hang them up. And I know I missed quite a bit of school too, helping at home. I didn't like my mom very much because she was really strict. She wouldn't let us run around. She wouldn't let us go to our friends too often to go play. But I thank the Lord that she was strict, because that taught me, I think that helped me as I got older when I did start sneaking out. It helped me to sort of understand the difference between right and wrong, because I didn't feel that I was a bad person. I didn't do anything that was really bad. But God says that every little sin is bad, no matter what it is, whether it's stealing or lying or murder. But I always felt that I was good enough, and I didn't realize then about having a personal relationship with Jesus. I was afraid to die because I didn't know where I was going to go. I knew there was a heaven and a hell. To go to hell, if you go there, it's a place where you're going to burn in fire for eternity. Where if you go to heaven, you'll be there with God, and it's a beautiful place. And I knew that God was God, and he had the son name, and his son's name was Jesus. But I didn't have that peace, I guess, in my life, that assurance that if I died, I was going to go to heaven. I hoped I would go there, but I didn't know if I was going to go there. I just thought I was good enough. As I got older, I ran away from home when I was 16 because of all the drinking. My mom drank a lot. My dad worked. He worked a lot out in the bush and logging, and he cooked in logging camps. And my mom drank a lot, and I didn't like being at home where there was alcohol. I always used to wish that I could be put in a foster home, so I ran away hoping that I would be put in one, but I never did get put in one. I ended up in Saskatchewan, and I stayed with a family there. I lived with a family there for about a year before I went back home because I was lonesome. So I went back home, and then I was only home for probably a year and a half. And then I was in Churchill for a while with one of my oldest sisters, because my mom had two families. Her first husband died, and then she married my dad. And even in when I lived in Churchill, I used to want to go to church sometimes, but my friends I had would always make fun of me, so I wouldn't go. But you know, the Lord, I think, was already working in my life, but I didn't know it at the time. And then after I came back from Churchill and decided to go to school to bring up my upgrading, because I didn't finish grade 12 when I was at home, that's where I met my husband, Fred. Fred was one of my instructors at school, or one of my teachers that I had. And I used to notice that he was different than the other people around him that weren't saved. And I don't know, something just like drew me to him. And he used to come and sit with us at coffee break. And then he used to mention the Lord once in a while, but he didn't like really push it on anybody. And then he used to bring these little track papers to school, and he'd hand them. He gave me some once in a while, and I'd take them to read them. And then after that, then he asked me to go to youth group with him, because he used to go to youth group at a place called Big Eddie in the Paw Reserve. And so I started going with him when he asked me, and that's when I met Mr. and Mrs. McComb, Cliff and Inga Boyd McComb, and they were talking about the Lord, and I used to like going there because I felt at peace there. And then I met Jay and Avis Jennings. That's where Fred was staying with them. He was the minister in the Paw at that time. And I went there a few times for supper. Fred asked me to go there for supper, and he used to talk about the Lord. And then he asked me one time, "Charlotte, do you know the Lord?" And I said, "No," like, but I didn't understand what he meant. "Do you know the Lord?" And I just said, "No." And then him and Fred used to talk to me about salvation. And then they asked me one time if I wanted to accept the Lord. And I wanted to say yes, but I was scared to say yes because I thought, well, if I accept the Lord, then I can't go out and do things like drink with my friends and that. And I thought I'd have to change. And so I said, well, I have to think about it. So every time we went there, when I'd go there with Fred, he would just talk to me. And then the one time that I was there in May, and I just felt then that the Lord told me that I should ask Jesus into my heart. So that's when Mr. Jennings kneeled down with me by the couch and we prayed. And when he prayed with me, I could tell that there was a change, because it felt like something was lifted from me, like I felt lighter. And I felt different when I asked Jesus to come into my heart. That's where the Lord made it possible for me to hear about Jesus, that he was a savior of the world, and that you had to have him in your life, because that was the only way you could go to heaven. And I know I used to be afraid of dying because I didn't know where I was going to go. I hoped that I would go to heaven, but I didn't have that assurance that I was going to go there. So I used to be afraid, but now I know that Jesus is real, and that he's in my life by accepting him as my Lord and Savior. In Romans 3, verse 23, it says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." And you know, that verse tells us there that we are all sinners. And I didn't think I was a sinner, but the Spirit convicted me, and I saw that I needed the Lord, that I needed him in my life. And I thank the Lord that I accepted him. I asked him to come into my life. I came to the Lord on May 15th, 1972. It was when I asked Jesus to come and be my Lord and Savior. From there, then, that's when I started living for the Lord, like knowing that what I was doing was wrong. I realized then that I was a sinner, especially when I saw that verse that everyone has sinned, that nobody is, you're a sinner. You're born in sin, and you're still a sinner even after you accept the Lord, but then you change because you know then that what you're doing is wrong, and you want to please the Lord. You want to please Jesus. Every sin is wrong, even if you do a little sin like lying or stealing, because you're still doing things that doesn't please God. And God says we should be holy, that when we receive Jesus as our Savior, that we should turn from these sins, that we shouldn't steal anymore, we shouldn't lie, or even think bad about another person, because that's not right in God's eyes. That's why we have to, as a Christian, we have to ask for forgiveness every day, because we're not like Jesus yet, because we're still on this earth. I know I'm not perfect. The things that I do, I know probably that displeases the Lord, but that's why we have to ask for forgiveness every day, so that our lives will be pure in God's eyes by asking for forgiveness. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God commendeth his showed his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." And I thank the Lord, you know, that I know that Jesus died on the cross for my sins, that he's coming back again, that I'm ready to meet him. And I just thank the Lord that he has forgiven me for everything that I've ever done. And in 1 John 1:9, it says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." And you know, I just thank the Lord that he has cleansed me, that he's washed me with his precious blood, and that I understand now, that I grew to understand his love for me. And I know that he loves each and every one of us, that he died for us. He died on the cross, and he took the shame, our shame that we had, and that he had to die so that we could be forgiven. And I thank him for doing that for me. And I thank him especially, too, that I had a chance to meet Fred, that, you know, he said everything in our lives, he knows about it. And I don't know if I would have knew the Lord if I hadn't met Fred, because I didn't know then that we had to accept him into our lives until I met him and he witnessed to me. But I thank him that we can serve him together, Fred and I, that he put me in the ministry, and that I can be a witness for him. And my prayer is that everyone would come to know him as their Lord and Savior.
Have you ever wondered if you were good enough to get to heaven? Well, God's word tells us, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." He also tells us that the wages of sin is death, eternal and painful separation from God in a place he calls hell. It's the just payment we receive for our wrongdoing. That's not good news, but thankfully, our salvation doesn't depend on us. That's why God sent Jesus. In fact, Jesus Christ is the only way we can be made right with God. By faith in him, his death on the cross for us, and his resurrection from the dead, we can know God will accept us because of Jesus' goodness, not ours. Not sure where you stand with God? Maybe we can help. Visit our website, withoutreservation.com, and click on the tab New Life. You can also write to us at The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota, 56619. That's The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota, 56619. Our phone number is 877-766-4648. That's 877-766-4648. And you can also find us on Facebook at Without Reservation. Thanks for listening. And remember, the greatest story took place at the cross. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. My friends, there are more amazing stories to tell, so be sure to join us again next time as we listen to The Storyteller.